Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachis Daf Lamed Hei. So we just began Periketz and Mevarchim. The Gemara immediately is explaining why a person cannot eat without making a bracha. So the Gemara at the bottom says that it's a svarahu, asr la adam shiyahane min ha'ilam hazeh b'lay bracha. The Gemara continues and says that hanehene me'ilam hazeh b'lay bracha ki'ilu mo'al. Reb Shlomo Kluger in his Tshuva Sefer Elef Lecha Shlomo brings in Tshuva Shinchaf Aleph about somebody who ate matzah without making a hamotzi before he ate the matzah. He says that the person is not yotze his chiyuv of eating matzah on Leil Pesach, because since he was over an iser of eating without a bracha, it's a mitzvah haba b'avera, and it's like matzah gezula. And he brings the Gemara that says ki ilu gezel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says that even on an avera d'rabbanan, he holds there's a mitzvah haba b'avera. So someone who eats matzah without making a hamotzi is not yetz of the mitzvah on Leil Pesach. So I saw this brought in the Sefer of the Shiurim of Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Yashiv said in the Shir that he thinks it's not a good comparison, because matzah gezula is the iser in the chefza. When someone steals matzah, the matzah itself is stolen matzah. Masha'enkin, someone who eats without a bracha is not an iser in the chefza. And the person who wrote the Sefer, a close Talmud of Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Tzion Cook, explained with a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says in Shabbos, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Gimel, on the Mishnah of Hakireya al Mesoy, someone who tore Kriya on a mace on Shabbos, the Mishnah says that he's Chayiv. But the Mishnah says that even if he's Mechal Shabbos, he's Yetzah the Mitzvah of Kriya. And the Yerushalmi asks, why is it different than Matzah Gezula, that you're not Yetzah the Mitzvah of Matzah if you steal the Matzah and eat that Matzah on Leil Pesach? And the Yerushalmi says, Tamon hi guf avera. By matzah, that itself is guf avera. Barom hacha hu avar avera. However, someone who tears kriya on Shabbos, he's over an avera. And the Yerushalmi continues, Kach ani oimer shemi shahoytzi matzah mirshus hayachal rishus harabim, ein yeti yedeche vasoi. Someone carries out matzah from rishus hayachal to rishus harabim, is he not yetzah the mitzvah of matzah? And Rabbi Cook explains that the Yerushalmi means, even if a person, while he was eating matzah, was walking out from Rosh Hashayachah to Rosh Hashayachah, that means while he was being mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah, he's doing the avera, that's not going to be a mitzvah of avera. Because ein zeh gufa avera. And of course, he'll definitely be yetzah his mitzvah of achilas matzah. So now, why is someone who eats without a bracha not considered that he's over an avera in the chefza of the bracha? So he quotes the Lashon of Rashi. If you take a look, Rashi, the Bar HaMaskel, it's found on the top of the Gemara Amud Beis, Gozel l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi says, what do you steal? You stole his bracha. Gozel es brachasai. So there's no avera in the guf hachefza of the food. What you stole is the bracha. The truth is, if you look in the Marsha brings Rashi, and the Marsha argues on Rashi, and the Marsha says that it doesn't mean that he was gozel the bracha. He actually stole the food from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who eats without a bracha is actually stealing the food from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Saif Kol Saif, explains Rabbi Cook, is a ki'ilu gazal. He's not a real gazlin. He's not pasul edus, like someone who steals. And when the Gemara says that he's a mo'al, doesn't mean that he's actually a mo'al. He's not over the isser of me'ila. The Gemara is just showing the chaymer isser of someone who eats without a bracha. At the end of the day, someone who forgets to make a hamotzi on his matzah on Leil Pesach, well, Yashiv says that even though our Gemara says that he's a gozel mehakadosh baruch hu, or he's a ki'ilu mo'al, that's not going to be considered a mitzvah b'avera. Have a wonderful day.